Well, you could program an entire week of game shows with the titles you could come up with to describe what this week is for the auto industry. Is it Truth or Dare? Truth or Consequences? Deal or No Deal? Well, after a couple of false starts on Capitol Hill, it looks like the big three automakers are going to get a decent reception from the wizard. Here's Harry Reid of the Senate yesterday.
We're looking to make sure that we do everything we can to take care of the auto industry. If, in fact, it's viable, that is, it's not just a rope that doesn't get them to shore.
The details on Capitol Hill are going to be worked out all this week, and waiting to hear what happens between the big three and the House and Senate Democrats are dealers like Bruce Thomas, who owns two Pontiac GMC dealerships in Quincy, Florida. He joins us from his home in Florida. Bruce, you're paying a lot of attention to what's going on Capitol Hill this week, eh?
Yes, I am. I'm very interested, like many other Americans.
And I think, you know, the popular wisdom is that the auto industry will be saved when we save, you know, the factories and the management and finance the payroll and the pension for the retired workers. But what's at stake for the network of dealers such as yourself? And then I want to get into your personal story, which seems a bit harrowing as well. Every bit as harrowing as any laid off auto worker, if you ask me. Bruce?
Yeah, I think it's an untold story, really. Maybe it's starting to get out there just a little bit, but the dealers, they're probably, I think, between 19,000 and 20,000 new car dealers in the country, and a lot of us are hurting right now. Business has been down. We're affected by the crisis in Detroit just a lot more than people realize, because then we have, our own employees, we have our own communities that we give to and participate in and pay taxes in and that sort of thing. And so, you know, it's really affecting us and affecting our communities.
How do you respond to the charge that was actually, talked about in some depth on Capitol Hill the last time the big three were up there at hearings, that the dealer network for General Motors in particular is just way too big, way too bloated, and that there's going to have to be some consolidation, even if the economy was doing well?
Well, you know, that's something that's been talked about quite a bit lately. There's probably no doubt there are too many dealers, especially the way the business has changed through the years, the number of competitors out there. The General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler network really was designed years ago when there was not as many car makes. Now there's so many. There's a dealership on every corner in a lot of towns. There's probably no doubt that there's too many dealers. But that doesn't make us feel any better.
Right, sure.
When we individually own a store that may, go under.
Well, let's talk about that. It's estimated that 900 of the 20,770 or so new car dealers will go out of business this year, and that includes all of the industry. In your particular case, what is proving the most difficult for you, the two Pontiac dealerships and GMC dealership?
Well, the thing that's most difficult, I guess, is really that the drop in traffic and the new car buyer. We've just seen it just dwindle. I think it's really been slowing down for the last couple of years, but especially in the last few months, it has really dropped off. I think a lot of that is credit issues. The credit tightening has affected people. I think it's also just the attitude of the buyer right now, that nobody wants to buy. Everybody is kind of holding back, especially on big ticket items. So,
right, and you're getting it from both ends, because you got behind on payments to GMAC, which is the financing arm of General Motors. And at one point, GM came in and actually took possession or took the keys to your new cars to make sure they got paid before you did on any new sales?
Yes, that's true. GMAC, in our case, is our what we call our floor plan provider. That's the lender for our inventory. And a lot of people don't realize that a car dealer, he's sitting out there, the average car dealer has $2 to $3 million worth of inventory in their lot, and we have to borrow money to pay for that. And so the floor plan lenders have in this country have really tightened up their lending. They've raised the rates. In some cases, they have given dealers 60 to 90 days and told them that they were going to have to find another floor plan provider. And
so all of a sudden, the guy who's in your dealership, who's enabling your business, becomes the man and is actually going around, actually taking over the business. Bruce, it's a tough situation. I know you'll be watching all week long. We're going to get a perspective from some other auto industry workers on what's going on Capitol Hill. But thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Good to be with you.
Bruce Thomas is the owner of Thomas Motor Cars in Quincy, Florida. It's two dealerships, GMC and Pontiac, down there in Quincy, Florida. Thank you, Bruce.